This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I got some interesting news for you. I received a phone call from a former chief of police right out of New Mexico. And we all know what took place there in Mexico, right? New Mexico, where these two jihadists were raising up 11 children to commit jihad against the police. They're trained up to go into schools and commit jihad, mass assault and mass murder in public schools. They were heavily armed. They found a corpse of a young man, a child, on the grounds. By the way, there's film now circulating with these tunnels under their compound in the United States of America. And we all know what happened just recently, how they were thrown in jail immediately, only to be released by, as I was told today, a liberal judge. I thought we were ruled by law in this country, friends, not by opinion. We are. The problem is most Americans don't know this. With that said, the defense attorney accused those that had them incarcerated of racism and Islamophobia. Racism and Islamophobia. They were released. The first-hand information in which I received today said he who wishes to remain anonymous, incognito, covert-like, told me that he was told that there was fire exchanged between the police and these two jihadists. I said, why are we not hearing about this? He said, you know you can't believe the CIA-controlled media. He said, you know that you cannot believe the media, is what he said. I said, of course not. He said, what you're also not being told is that there was lockdown because of the uproar in New Mexico. The judge herself, who needs to be disbarred and prosecuted, Article 2, Section 4, after her impeachment, because she's not sitting during good behavior, she's endangering the lives of Americans by releasing these two back into population. They feared for their lives. So did the attorneys who released these two Muslims. They were in total lockdown, he told me. First-hand information. I said, what about the bond? America, do you realize that we were told by the media that they were released on a $20,000 bond? He said there was no bond money put up. It was on a signature. Do you want to tell me, friends, now that these people are working for you, those that are supposed to represent you, those that are supposed to enforce the law to restrain men from sin? Or do you want to take a step back and realize now what you're dealing with? A lady emailed today and said, Lord Jesus, protect us. The Lord's not looking for timid men today, friends, let me tell you. He's looking for men and women that will stand up and be counted, to take the task, to keep the commandments of the Lord, to trust in Him with their whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to do what corruption is unwilling to do in this country. There was a list of other things that he wanted me to share with our listeners. And that will come in another day and another time as things unfold. But people in New Mexico are up in arms. There's backlash, major backlash coming concerning this judge who needs, listen to me carefully, needs to be removed, needs be removed and indicted for her crimes against we the people, for endangering we the people by releasing two Muslims, extremists, that formed a compound in New Mexico, raising up children to commit jihad in public schools and on our police. A judge in New Mexico released them. Because the defense attorney again said, this is Islamophobia, this is racism. Islam is not a race, by the way. America, what is it going to take for you to understand what's taking place in your country today? Going fast forward from that point to this one, I noticed this morning when I went into the store, there was a young clerk there. And I wanted to go over and look at the headline really quick. And she said, nothing there for you today. I said, no, there's nothing there for me ever. I just want to see what kind of propaganda they're pushing on the American people. And right on the headline, it was a huge picture. It was a victory for the GOP in the state of Minnesota. And the headlines from the propagandist, the Minneapolis Star and Tribune here in Minnesota, a big picture of Tim Walz and Jeff Johnson to face off in Minnesota governor race. Tim Pawlenty was ousted, and rightfully so. And after seeing this, the first thing that went through my experienced mind, through trial and tribulation, let me tell you, I thought to myself, well, where are the results for the Muslims that mean to take office in Minnesota? And by the way, I did not know that there was four of them running for office in the state of Minnesota. This is what happens when you have a national ministry. You look over the country. I need to spend a little more time in my backyard, just like I did when I was doing high schools and still am doing high schools. But I thought to myself, why is it that they're not highlighting those Muslims that are running for office in America? And of course I knew that the CIA-controlled media didn't want the people in an upheaval with the knowledge that three Muslims and three Muslim candidates won the primaries in the state of Minnesota. Yep, you heard me right. This is what happens when people don't do anything. I'm going to play some audio for you in just a couple moments from the victors, from the Muslims that actually won the primaries. Now, this doesn't mean they won office. It means they won the primaries. They're going to be on the ballot. And by the way, we took some time yesterday and voted. Did you? Because as they say, if you don't do politics, politics is going to do you. Well, we're going to come back to this, and I'm going to play some audio over the up-and-coming hour. And what you're going to find is rather disturbing, some of the information. If they're not playing the victim, their victory speech comes out in another language. There's a little salt for you on your tongue. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back on the other side.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my MyWar DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. The media attempting to divert Muslim primary victories. Victory speeches I'm going to play for you in just a couple moments. This is going to blow you away. Just to show you that your enemy is not playing games. Suraj Wahaj, as long as you remember that if you get involved in politics, you have to be very careful that your leader is for Allah. And as I just shared with you during the first segment, either you're going to do politics or politics is going to do you. You know, it's funny because the first thing that goes to, through my mind, at least in experience, and testimony, is that people will say, well, you know, speaking of the things of God, it doesn't matter if you believe in God or not. You don't have to believe in trucks, neither. What happens if you stand in front of one? There's your answer, okay? And it's the same thing taking place today. You don't have to get involved into politics because you don't believe that anything bad will ever happen in this country. You might want to read Jeremiah 5:31 and the book of Amos in full. Just to show you the answer from heaven concerning those that want to dare the justice of God. But how true this statement is. Either you're going to do politics or politics is going to do you. Again, there's no in-betweenites here. Read Revelations 3. I'd have you hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. Either you're going to get involved and save and fight the good fight of faith, 2 Timothy 3:16, or you're not. Okay? And you're going to lose what you now possess. How many people in this country live their own little selfish lives, read Luke 17:33, deceiving themselves into believing that politics plays no part in their world? A whole mess of them. Exodus 18:21, read it when you get a moment. Well, most Americans are still sleeping under this new shill administration, read Matthew 13:25. There are a record number of Muslims running for governmental positions in this country. And you're being diverted away from the facts in which I'm bringing to the surface even now. Most don't realize that they mean to implement Sharia law in place of the U.S. Constitution, which runs antithetical to the American government in which you know. In other words, they mean to overthrow your form of government. Folks, I spent the whole day yesterday and the day before giving you quotes from those that mean to overthrow your government as you know it in America through organizations like CAIR, C-A-I-R, and others, and Linda Sarsour. Folks, the list goes on. And now, said representatives, well, actually, those that want to be representatives in the United States Congress, and you all the well know, friends, unless you want to deceive yourselves into believing that they're there for you, they're all the well going in for the kill, is really what they're doing. The Quran and the U.S. Constitution, America, are incompatible. They're incompatible. To swear in on the Quran, which runs in contrast and direct contrast, might I add, and antithetical to the Word of God. See, that's our presupposition in this country, friends. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why he's on our Capitol buildings. Not of Allah, some created fallen reprobates, pedophile. The list goes on. Read 1 Timothy 4:1 when you get a moment. Now, let me go to the headlines just to show you how the media is attempting to divert your attention from what's really going on. I put a little salt on your tongue during the first segment. Tim Walz, Jeff Johnson, to face off in Minnesota governor race. On the front page, folks, that's all you could see were those headlines with a big cheesing group of guys. Okay? Namely, Tim Walz and Jeff Johnson. Now, again, after seeing this, the first thing that went through my experience mind was, where are the results for the Muslims that I knew of that mean to take office in Minnesota alone? Okay? And, of course, I knew that the CIA-controlled media didn't want the people in an upheaval. They don't want you to become aware of what's going on. So what they do is they put it in the back of the paper rather than in the front of the paper. They want you to see the good news for Americans, right? And then when you open up the paper, what do? They show you the bad news concerning what is really going on and concerning those that mean to undermine who we are as a people. Said they, not me. Now, what was interesting is that I didn't know that there were this many Muslim candidates. And what I now know is that there's three Muslim candidates in Minnesota alone who just won the primaries. And one of them being included is none other than Keith Ellison, who has now been accused of abuse by several ex-girlfriends. Okay? He won, too. He won by a landslide. Don't tell me for one moment, friends, that there's not voter fraud going on a massive scale in this country. We've seen this under Barack Hussein Obama. We've seen this under George W. Bush. We even had on the radio, friends, those that were calibrating the machines to vote in the favor of who they wanted to win. Not only are they rigged, friends, but many of these primaries are completely staged. And it's interesting, only to further prove my point, it's interesting that here in the state of Minnesota, you have the Minneapolis Star and Tribune voting in favor and endorsing candidates that advocate the very things I'm highlighting right now. Matter of fact, the Minneapolis Star and Tribune highlighted one of the winners, and I'll get to her in just a moment. Her name is Ihan Omar. Again, forgive me, my Arabic is not up to par, but the fact of the matter is, friends, they always put these people in a favorable light. Now, let me go back to Keith Ellison really quick to make a point. It's my understanding that Minnesota Representative Keith Ellison has been making comments about me to the Daily Beast, the national platform, saying to the American people that they may not know quite how extreme this guy, Bradley Dean, is. That's what he said about me. He's right. I am radical. There's no question about it. But I'm radically right, and I'm radically lawful, not unlawful. And that's what he means in forming the opinion of readers, that he's a radical, as if to suggest that he's an unlawful radical. He's out of hand. He's lawless. No, the opposite is true, okay? But it's interesting. Can you say Keith is straining at the gnat while he swallows the big camel? I mean, friends, I may be radical for the truth, in practice what I preach, Matthew 11:12, but I'm not guilty of beating up my wife. And it's interesting how it's been said by the likes of George Whitefield, the famous field preacher, how right on he was when he said, all politics aimed at the church will end in its own destruction. It's interesting how when you read the book of Galatians chapter 6, I believe it's verse 7, that God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. It's interesting that David understood the horn of his salvation, the Lord, and how he went before him to fight off his enemies, and how the wise would be taken in their own craftiness, that they would fall into the pits that they themselves have dug, that their own unlawful counsels would fall back onto their own wicked pates, and those that would gather together against the righteous would surely fall into the pit that they themselves have dug. I mean, just ask Ahithophel, who formed counsel against David when he was conspiring along with Absalom to overthrow his father. How'd that work out for him when he committed suicide? How did that work out for Absalom? Folks, the list goes on. How did that work for any that dare stand up and touch God's anointed and praise God for God's anointing, the Christ and the Anointed One? But it's interesting, friends. These people don't think about that. They don't think about that at all. Now, that aside, in the first in line is care-linked Ahan Omar. She wins primary to replace the domestic abuser Keith Ellison in Congress. WND reported Ahan Omar, the 34-year-old community organizer, pay close attention to that, friends, because you'll see the apple doesn't fall too far from the criminal tree of that of Barack Hussein Obama, the Chicago organizer, just like his big brother, his icon, Saul Alinsky. But Ahan Omar, the 34-year-old community organizer who came to America as a refugee from Somalia, they call her a Somalian American, baloney. She was touted by what you would call the Democrats as a model success story. For example, from a refugee camp to the state capitol with intelligence and insight, beamed former Minneapolis Mayor R.T. Rybak. By the way, he personally came after me. You can go online and see him as well for exposing the homosexual agenda. But Mayor R.T. Rybak endorsed Omar, and he said, this is a wonderful story to tell as Americans and a great source of price for the state of Minnesota's open arms. What a bunch of fools. What a bunch of fools. And this is exactly what comes back to this. You deserve what you got coming. And it comes back to scripture from the book of Jeremiah where the Lord says, don't even pray for them anymore. They will not listen to correction. But they'll listen to judgment, like it or not. And that's what I'm doing here today, because prevention is better than cure. Just because he wants to go to hell in a handbasket doesn't mean we all want to.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today, Turkey retaliated against the United States for sanctions placed against the country for not freeing U.S. Pastor Andrew Brunson, who is facing terrorism charges and a prison sentence. Congressman David Kustoff of Tennessee says all this back and forth on tariffs is only going to hurt Turkey.
The leader there, Erdogan, is really, I think, crippled their country by the tariffs that they put on the United States. I mean, banning the iPhone, that only hurts their citizens.
The search for 20-year-old Molly Tibbetts continues. Now, there's been a website set up, and tips are continuing to flow into that website. Tibbetts' dad joined Fox News earlier today.
You know, for anybody who might be involved in this, I would say you've made a mistake. You can end it now. We can all get on with our lives, and so do the right thing.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Now, if you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over to our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E. My Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1 double E, Bradley Dean 1 double E. As well, friends, our YouTube page, Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean. You can put in their media as well, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean on YouTube. Again, you can check those out, friends. They are edifying in righteousness. Let's put it that way. That is Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty, YouTube. I hope you enjoy. Many videos there, over 200 of them right now. We just posted a couple more the other day. Hopefully we're going to have another one coming up here in just a day or two. With that said, friends, if you'd like to call in at any time, you can do that as well. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We have the mind of Christ. We have the heart of God. We're moved by the Holy Spirit. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God, period. Amen? And that is to establish. Let me remind you, friends, of Comforter in Old English. I seen a picture out in a museum. It was a Bible museum, and they had some really cool stuff out on the East Coast. And there was a picture that was believed to be in Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers' office. And it was a picture of a king with a sword in his hand prodding his soldiers back into the war. And it said right in the little inscription there, it said, comforting his soldiers. Comforting his soldiers. That's exactly right. And that's why Paul calls those that are in the battle with him, fellow soldiers in the New Testament. And Paul, by the way, is the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament. With that said, let's get back to this. Muslim Brotherhood Democrat Keith Ellison, his name is Hakeem Muhammad, that's his Muslim name, wins Minnesota AG primary days after charges of beating women surface. Another one just surfaced yesterday. With that, we're going fast forward now to Ahan Omar, the 34-year-old community organizer who came to America as a refugee from Somalia. She was touted by those that you call Democrats as a model of a success story. If you're a new listener, the reason I am saying those that believe that she's a Democrat or whatever the case might be, the party affiliation, there's over 101 party affiliations in the United States of America. And with that said, they're all unconstitutional because we are a constitutional republic and we are living according to law, not according to the opinions of men. That's why John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, called American government the empire of laws and not of men. Going forward, WND reported on Ahan Omar from a refugee camp to the state capitol with intelligence and insight, beamed former Minneapolis Mayor R.T. Ryback, who endorsed Omar. This is a great, wonderful story to tell as Americans and a great source of pride for the state of Minnesota's open arms. But on Thursday, Omar made her mark in another way. She was one of two members of the Minnesota State House to vote against a bill that would allow life insurance companies to deny payouts to the beneficiaries of terrorists who die in violent attacks on Americans. Did you hear that? No, she's running for Keith Ellison's seat as a congresswoman. She won the primary yesterday in the state of Minnesota. Did you hear that, friends? Those that leave Minnesota, namely American, Somalian Americans, American Somalians, however they want to say it, those that leave the Minneapolis area, friends, and they're Somalians, and they go fight on the behalf of ISIS, killing Americans, if anything happens to those Muslims that leave Minnesota, she wants insurance company to pay their family, the beneficiaries. She wants a payout for the families. She wants funds to be released to the families if their husband dies fighting against Americans. Did you get that? America, was that pretty clear? I just wanted to make sure you understood what we're talking about now. She's running for Keith Ellison's position as a congresswoman, and she won the primary yesterday. I just highlighted before that Keith Ellison wins the primary for the Minnesota Attorney General's office, which we knew was going to be coming down the road anyways. We knew it was coming. And again, you got to ask the question, where is he getting money to do that? But folks, he wins Minnesota AG primary days after charges of beating women surfaced. There's more today. How do you, I'm just asking you, how do you show mercy to a people like that, that let this go? By the way, Ahan Omar also has ties to CARE, which is tied to Hamas, as well as the Muslim Brotherhood. She's running to be the first congresswoman in the United States of America, swearing in on the Quran that teaches her to kill the infidel. Do you remember what Mustafa Carroll said, the executive director of the Dallas-Fort Worth CARE branch? Believe it or not, in America, yep, I'm talking about you, America. If we are practicing Muslims, we are above the law of the land, and they are acting accordingly, are they not? Second up is Sharia compliance. Holden Hassan wins the primary race for Minneapolis House District 62A, becoming the second Somalia female after anti-Semite Ahan Omar to be elected to a state legislator. I want you to listen to what she has to say. This is her Islamophobia victim status speech that you need to hear. You also need to see what I see. not just with this audio, but it's a video from me. But you need to see the support in which he has. Gymnasiums filled with nothing but Somalians. Not one American there. Where's the church? Where's, hey folks, I could be asking this question for the last how many generations, how many decades in this country? Where's the church? How many issues is the professed church in America found to be derelict of duty? Traitors to the very God they say they love. You know what? They love God so much that they need to read His law and see how complicit and compatible they are with His law. Because I guarantee you their lifestyles don't line up. Because inaction is the same of a reprobate. They profess that they know God. They profess that they know Him. But in works, they deny Him. They're abominable. They're disobedient. And to every good work, they're reprobates. Titus 1:16. Read it when you get a moment. But they're guilty as charged. And you can rest assured, judgment begins in the house of God. And that's why we're seeing it today, little by little, taking place across this country. Listen to this woman's victim status Islamophobia speech. Go ahead, Sam. This is her victory speech.
9/11 has opened a new experience, a new eye-opening for me and the people that live in this country that call themselves Muslims. For we have experienced many prejudice against us. The U.S. has changed after 9/11. There's been many policies that has been created after 9/11, such as you were, subject to second screening when you're at the airport, or anybody can pick on you when you're at the airport because your last name is Muhammad or Hassan. Lucky me, my last name is Hassan. So a lot of things have changed, whether it's schools, whether it's laws, whether it's, everyday experience. And we live to experience that. It has been a lot of negative experience, but there's also positive experience, too. There are people who are fighting against that. There are people who are fighting against Islamophobia, which started after 9/11, which still continues and to be a problematic for the people that live in this country. For me personally,
I think that's good there, Sam. So this is Sharia compliant Hadan Hassan. She wins the Democratic primary race for the Minneapolis House District 62A, becoming second Somali female after anti-Semite Ahan Omar, and after that of Muslim Brotherhood Keith Ellison Hakeem Mahad, who wins Minnesota AG primary days after charges of beating women. Let's go to the third one. This is the one I think you're going to enjoy the most, friends. This is Muhammad Noor. Again, he wins the Democratic primary race for pro-Sharia Ahan Omar's seat in Minnesota's legislature. He'll become the first Somalian man to be elected to a state house if he wins. I want people to understand that all of these people are swearing in on the Quran. I've shared with you scriptures and verses found from the Quran that clearly show you who they are and what they mean to do to you and to this country. And if you don't want to hear it from their mouths, friends, people are trying to figure out why are they committing these heinous crimes. Look to the Quran. Are you kidding me, folks? It's right there. I want to make another point because I'm going to play the audio right after this next break, just for the sake of time. Islamophobia is a weaponized term used as a shadow means to effectively implement Sharia-based anti-blasphemy laws forbidding criticisms on Islam. It's a central component of Islamic non-military jihad warfare disguised as victimization of Muslims, a manufactured term in response to a phobia of truth that the Quran, Islam, is man-made and Muhammad a psychological idiot. Or idol, I'm sorry, not an idiot. Both of them work. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
In this crazy world of social media, buzzfeeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog. Someone to stand up and shout if need be, on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Out of love for God, my brothers and my sisters and country, I am telling you what's happening today in your country. And I'm also sharing with you how the media again is attempting to divert Muslim primary victories. Sleight of hand, friends, trying to get your attention off of what is really happening here. Let's go to the next one. This is third up. I just held this over for this segment due to the fact that it's the last one. This is Muhammad, it's M-U-D, Nuer. He wins the primary race for pro-Sharia. Ahan Omar, seat in Minnesota legislature. He'll become the first Somalian man to be elected to a state house if he wins. Now, remember, friends, the goal of the Muslim Brotherhood is to infiltrate our government, implement Sharia law, and destroy us from within. We know this. Okay? I want you to listen to this. Again, this is Muhammad Nuer, and he just won the primary yesterday for Ahan Omar's seats in Minnesota. Okay? Listen carefully.
Up to him. Was up to him. Malum wal ba'ina di tagan to him.
This is his victory speech in Minnesota.
Elina ya tagere da imu jisen tagere yang zudi kala maahan. Umad Somalia la'an todo wa'abad. Dat kan uhal gami rabana. dadka ugu horeeyo waa dadka aan ka dhashay Soomaalida
oromada Afrikaanka primary race victory his race victory speech in Minnesota yesterday
maanta waa maalin weyn bay noo tahay
filled with a gymnasium full of nothing but Somalians well they're busy aren't they They sure are. They're doing their job. Where's the church? Where are the patriots? Where's the conservatives, America? Bradley, don't sit there and tell me all this stuff. Don't lay your guilt and condemnation onto me. Well, who am I supposed to lay it onto? Whose responsibility is it? Because what you're sitting there trying to defend your inaction, this is what's taking place. In your country. Okay, this is their victory speech. These three just won primaries in Minnesota, and so did the fourth, Keith Ellison. And if you shall despise my statutes, or if your soul abhor my judgments, saith the living God, so that you will not do all of my commandments, but that you break my covenant, I will also do this unto you. I will appoint over you terror, consumption, and the burning og, that shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart, saith the Lord God of Israel. And you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it up. 93% of Muslims coming into the United States of America are on welfare. You're paying for it. And I will set my face against you, saith the Lord, and you shall be slain before your enemies. And they that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursueth you. And if you will not yet for all of this, listen unto me carefully, saith the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, then I will punish you seven times more for your sins. And I will make the pride of your power, and I'll break it, saith the Lord. And I'll make your heaven as iron, and your earth as brass, and your strength shall be spent in vain. For your land shall not yield her increase, neither shall the trees of the land yield forth their fruits. And if you walk contrary unto me and will not hearken unto me again, I will bring seven times more plagues upon you according to your sins. Who does that apply to? That's found, by the way, in Leviticus 26, 15 through 21. Who does that apply to? You know, I've shared with you in the past, and I just got another email today. It's interesting, folks. I get these churches. I literally get hundreds of emails a day that I just go down the line and delete. Who are these guys? Delete, 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 delete. And it's interesting. I see everybody pushing their programs. I see everybody pushing their agenda. And then when it comes to the church emails, it talks about everything but what they should be talking about, and they are doing everything but what they should be doing. And on this one particular email that I get over and over, it's a prophetic ministry, I believe out of South Carolina. I have yet to find, over the last 6 years, ever opening up one of his emails and see him preaching about and preaching against the sins of man. The sins and the people in this country that are guilty of their sins before God. Hey, America, just ignore it. Because I want to tell you something. As you ignore it, you're being ignored. As you're just overlooking what's going on, you're being overlooked. You're obsolete in the eyes of your enemies. And don't sit back and don't stand back and try to figure out why this happens after it happens. Because it's going to happen. My ministry is based off of prevention is better than cure, to warn men to flee from the wrath to come. That's found in 2 Corinthians 5, the New Testament. Okay? My job is to warn you before a just and a holy God. Matthew 3:2, Acts 2:38. Okay? Acts 20, verse 21, that is my job. And then I can stand back at the end of every day and say, I am free from the blood of all men. I'm free from the blood of people in this country that don't want to take heed. You know, because for the most part, friends, across the boards, I'm very well known. I have a friend that's in California. He's a conservative dude. He's a cool guy. He's got 225 radio stations across the country that he's on, affiliates. And I said to him, hey, you know, I'm curious, you know, what is it that your friends, you know, because I'm a Tea Party favorite, but yet when I look at your friends, it's almost like they look at me like, you know, watch out for that guy. And he said, Bradley, you're like a bull in a china shop. Okay, so in other words, what you're saying to me, my friend from California, is you say things that they don't talk about and they don't like that. That's exactly what's happening. And by the way, the media is guilty of the same crime. And I continuously reiterate this point, America, that I have your full attention on the enemy within the gates. The ever-present enemy within the United States of America. Again, I don't care what the media has to say about me. I don't care what anybody has to say about me. I know I'm right. Why? Because the Word told me. And this is by no means, folks, anything short of love that you are hearing on the radio on a daily basis. Remember, Jesus said I was hated for my love. What is it? Remember, King David said I was hated for my love in Psalm 109. Going back to Jesus, John 15. Yep, they were. Why? Because they told the truth. They uncovered sin. And they are uncovering sin today through the Holy Ghost. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed. Nothing hid that shall not be made known. Luke 12:2. Read it when you get a moment. But the fact of the matter is, friends, you have an ever-present danger that you are facing. And I know many people are turning their backs to it and just ignoring it and acting as if this is not really happening in this country. No, it's happening in this country. And by the way, just again for the record, I told you this 15 years ago. This is coming down the road. Now we're here. And these people are wasting no time attempting to infiltrate government, to subvert folks. They want to subvert, they want to undermine, and they want to destroy the country that you know. Furthermore, if you legally look at what's going on here, they have no legal standing whatsoever. Okay? And I can do a whole show on that as well if you'd like that. But the fact of the matter is, friends, you've already seen them by judging them by their fruits. And also keep in mind, corrupt politicians and the media are hard at work, folks, handing your government over to a people that mean to destroy you. You heard me. Where are all the radio interviews and interest coming from CNN and Fox News and MSNBC? Nope, they just want to stand back and they want to accuse, but they don't want you to actually weigh in on the issues. And if you do weigh in on the issues, just don't ever make reference to the Word of God. Anything but the Word of God. Nope, I'm going to give you nothing but the Word of God, like it or not. Okay? Talk to you in 23. Love you by what we do. See ya. 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words. Again, we'll talk to you in 23.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.